Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't need to tell you, it's frickin' hot. It is so hot. I'm not doing that well in the heat. I don't like the heat. I like the fall and winter. I like to be cold. I like to have a jacket on. I like to feel the crispness of the cool. I like to cuddle up in blankets and be in front of a fire. I'm not handling this heat at all. 116 degree temperature, 117 degree temperature. Many of you also on top of that have humidity. I think it's 99 degrees right now, and it's barely 9 a.m. What the hell? Now, I live in southern Nevada. We always get our fair share of rough summers. I still would prefer that over any place with humidity because my hair, if you think I have bad hair, wait till you see me in a place with humidity. My hair always messes up. And, you know, the stickiness and all that. But a lot of people, millions of people are right now under extreme heat, extreme weather. And people always ask, what's happening to our bodies? What actually is the pathophysiology of a very hot day? So we are endothermic animals, and so we can regulate our heat as opposed to a lizard or a snake that's exothermic that needs the sun to heat them up so they could function kind of like a solar battery. We have a mechanism in place, a very intricate mechanism to thermoregulate or regulate our heat, regulate our temperature. It'll involve our vessels dilating or constricting, depending on if they need to take in heat or release it. It involves our kidneys, our liver, our brain, our heart rate. But there's only so much our body could do. Right? You could only do so much. Just to kind of put things into perspective how hot it was, my son's truck was at the house, and I needed to move it. So he has a truck where you actually put a key in. I know everybody has where you push a button. So I take a key at room temperature. I put it in the ignition, and I move the car maybe 5-6 seconds. I pull that key out, and it is hot. The metal is hot. That is how hot things are. For the metal to heat up that quickly within an ignition, within a car, it's that hot. So your body, once its core temperature starts to rise, and eventually it will if it can't manage the heat by sweating. Eventually you could sweat to cool down the body, but especially when you're in dry heat, that sweat dries up. And the sweat, eventually you run out and you get dehydrated. So you can't rely on sweat that long. So once your body temperature rises, your heart rate goes up. And your heart rate goes up, that can make you feel dizzy. It can make you feel winded, some shortness of breath. So when you start to go from, you know, being normal temperature to a little heat illness to heat exhaustion to heat stroke, it's multiple organ systems that are starting to change. And so some people, when they get heat illness, they just kind of feel, not as energetic. They might be a little nauseous. They might be a little tired. They might be a little quiet. But they could also actually be on the verge to heat exhaustion or heat stroke, which is why if you're having a barbecue and grandma's sitting there quiet and you're like, hallelujah, mother-in-law hasn't said anything for the last hour, that's a red flag if mother-in-law hasn't spoken for an hour. If mother-in-law hasn't spoken for 5 minutes, that's a red flag. You have got to check on them. Same thing with the kids, same thing with the dog. Yeah, everyone's like, where are the animals? Where are the pets? Oh, they're probably fine. If your animals are always around and then you don't see them, you need to check them for heat stroke. So as your body takes in this heat, it'll try to cardiovascularly release the heat, try to deal with it might slow down on some of its bodily functions because it's not the normal temperature it's used to working on. And then your body is going to be in salvation mode to try to protect your brain, your heart from the heat. And it can only do so much trying to cool down. It doesn't have, you don't have ice. You only have so much you could do. Your body will try to release the heat, but it can't necessarily cool down your body once you lose sweat. So, unfortunately, your symptoms of heat illness, heat exhaustion, or heat stroke could be a conglomerate of a cardiovascular issue, a kidney issue, a liver issue, a respiratory issue, an endocrinological issue, dehydration. And so for those of you that are like, I'm just not feeling it today, you know, 115 degrees, I don't really feel like being outside, I don't want to go to work, I don't blame you. The problem is for those of us who live in the desert, summer lasts a long time. We got off really easy, especially in southern Nevada, making it till July before it got hot. But now we're going to really, really feel the heat. Water temperatures are rising from a global standpoint. Water temperatures are rising. We're going to be starting to see more tropical storms. They've been kind of iffy on how bad our hurricane season, Atlantic hurricane season, is going to be because it's an El Nino year. El Nino year is usually a little milder. But as water temperatures rise, that changes things. It could change our food supply. It could change a whole variety of things. So for those of you that aren't feeling right and you're like, is it COVID? Am I depressed? It really could be heat illness. Now, another thing, too, that happens, and we talked about the summertime blues, is we have been indoors. Now, I cleaned all weekend. So I just cleaned and cleaned and cleaned, and then I kind of went out a little bit Saturday night. But for the most part, I was indoors. I don't like being indoors. I don't like it. I need to be around people. I need to be around other people. I also don't like cleaning, but you got to see my laundry room. It is spotless. I just wanted the prettiest laundry room in the neighborhood. So now I got to take pictures of it to show everybody how cool my laundry room looks. But that's what I did, and I did the bathroom, and I did the So anyway, hydrate. Make sure you have air conditioning, fans. Still exercise. Wake up early in the morning to exercise, but you got to get your exercise in, even if it's in an air-conditioned area. But and then eat cooling foods like salads, fruits. You know, I'd probably stay away from like the French onion soup. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So with telemedicine booming, we have patients calling in with symptoms that they think might be an ear infection or a headache or a pinched nerve. And when I explain to them we might need to get them checked out for stroke, many of the younger individuals say, did you see my age? No. Stroke is, that's for older individuals. And I had a friend of mine who was in his 20s who suffered multiple strokes. Strokes can happen at any age. In fact, every 3 minutes, 14 seconds, somebody in America is having a stroke. Canada, every 5 minutes, somebody's having a stroke. So joining us next is Megan McKee, a stroke survivor, as well as Dr. Cheryl Martin-Schild, stroke medical director at Toro Infirmary, to talk to us about stroke and what we need to look for. Megan, thank you so much, both of you. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, Megan, you actually experienced this, and this happened when you were 31, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us about what happened that day.
Sure. Yeah, this was back in 2015, and yes, I was indeed 31 years old. So I started my day on a Saturday, like I typically did. I went out, and I went to an exercise class, and then in midday, I went for a walk with my husband around town, and then came back, and we settled down to watch a movie. I remember very vividly trying to reach for a glass of water on the table. I remember I couldn't grab it with my left hand. My left hand just slapped down on the table. I thought, oh, that's weird. I tried standing up. I could not walk. I couldn't move my leg. It was, like, dragging behind me. And I looked at my husband, and I was very confused at that point what was going on. And, you know, luckily, about a year before, I told him, I was like, you know, these are the signs and symptoms of a stroke. I have a congenital heart defect, and so, you know, I was told that it was a potential risk factor for me. And so, you know, I wanted him to know what those symptoms were. And so he looked at my face, and half of my face was drooping down, and I wasn't able to speak. My speech was slurred at that point. And so he immediately called 911, and I was taken to the hospital. And so, you know, for me, the part of my brain that was affected, which happens when you have a stroke, I couldn't recognize the symptoms that were happening within my body. So it was terrifying.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you actually, with the congenital heart defect, you lived a life very healthy. You're a physical therapist, yoga, biking, you led a very active life and took care of yourself, and still this affected you. How's your recovery been? How have you been feeling?
Sure, yes. Yeah, I did lead a very healthy life, and you know, I think that also probably attributed to how well I did after, and the fact that I got treatment very quickly. So when I was taken to the ED, the entire left side of my body was completely flaccid. I had no strength. Within 24 hours, I was up and walking around, holding onto someone's hand, and then just got better from there day by day. I did a lot of strengthening and exercises, and I did a lot of physical therapy, and I have recovered, you know, pretty much complete, you know, full recovery. I have minor deficits in my left hand and my foot and ankle still that I can, you know, still to this day deal with. However, I have three-year-old twin girls. And I run around with them, and I climb with them, and I'm able to do everything that I want to do physically because my husband recognizes signs and symptoms, and because I got such quick treatment.
Exactly. You know, I've had patients tell me if they didn't have a family member there, they don't know if they would have been able to call 911 themselves. So thank God that, you know, this, he was there and he was able to recognize the signs. So Dr. Martin Schild, we teach people the signs. It's a message we want every household to know. Can you review with my listeners the signs of stroke? Oh, Dr. Martin Schild, are you there? Oh.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Good. Yes. Yes. So can you review the signs of stroke with my listeners?
Yes. The best way to remember the signs of stroke is an acronym called BFAST. Because if you're having a stroke, you better be fast. The B stands for balance, a sudden problem with your balance. E stands for eyesight, anything that suddenly affects your vision. The S is for face, if one side of your face is uneven compared to the other. The A is for arm or appendage, any sudden weakness, numbness, or clumsiness involving any of your limbs. The S is for speech, anything that suddenly affects your ability to communicate effectively. And then T tells you it's time to call 911 right away. Every single minute matters during a stroke. Immediate action can have a lasting impact.
Absolutely. And, you know, people always ask me what if, let's say, as we saw with Megan, you know, her husband is calling 911, could take a few minutes. In terms of care while you're waiting for 911, what are you urging people to do?
The most important things are to reassure that help is on the way, gather any medications that a person may take, but don't give any medications. It's a myth that if you give aspirin, that's going to help someone improve from a stroke. Some people can't swallow, and some people have a bleeding kind of stroke, and taking aspirin could actually make that worse. Just call 911 right away and be prepared to exchange information with the medics on the phone and then when they arrive so that they can identify that you're having a stroke and get you to the right place to get the treatment as quickly as possible.
Exactly. And, you know, prepare, have them, you know, lie down, relax in an area where the gurney could come in, move things away from the door, things like that. Because people are always like, okay, well, what do? I need to do something. I need to do something. So very, very helpful. We're at the statistics now where about 800,000 people suffer from a stroke each year. Talk to us about the risk factors.
Happy to. So there are certain risk factors you can't do anything about, like your family history, your gender, age, ethnic background. But there are many things you can do something about, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, atrial fibrillation, lack of physical activity, and obesity. If you work with your healthcare provider to determine whether you have these risk factors and then modify them, you could greatly reduce your risk of having a stroke.
You know, and are you seeing more younger individuals with these symptoms and or with suffering from stroke?
It does seem like that's more common than it used to be. In fact, one out of every five people who have a stroke are under the age of 55. And my definition of what is old keeps shifting throughout my life. But mm-hmm. We think about stroke affecting elderly, but it can affect anyone at any time, even if you live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, and they are studying cannabis use. They're studying alcohol use, other stressors. So, you know, we're still waiting for more and more research, but younger individuals need to understand that they are just as, can be at risk for this as well. You know, Megan, anything else in the last minute you'd like to add about what you've gone through?
You know, I think it's just important for everyone to know what the signs and symptoms are of stroke, you know, not only just for yourself, but for your family, friends, you know, somebody in the grocery store, and just act fast, act quickly, because, you know, time is brain, and with every moment that goes by, it could be more disabling potentially.
So true. You know, that one story where a husband had texted his wife and the wife's text came back garbled. Garbled speech can also include texting and written. So, you know, we all need to be aware. Dr. Martin Schild, where can my listeners go to learn more information?
I recommend going to the following website, www.strokeawareness.com. Empower yourself with lots of information so you can recognize and respond if this happens to you or a loved one.
And we do appreciate what Genentech Inc. and Roche and many of the individuals that kind of are helping raise awareness, Intermountain Health, the adaptation of the fast to be fast, I love. And we credit Intermountain Healthcare with that. So thank you both for joining us. We can't wait to have you back. And Megan, Godspeed with your recovery and good luck with your twins. Love that you have twins.
Thanks so much. Appreciate that.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Anytime. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushing a bill declaring fentanyl trafficking a national emergency. He says someone in the U.S. dies every 5 minutes of a fentanyl overdose.
We know where this starts and predominantly comes from, and that is China, and the Chinese government does nothing about it.
Schumer's bill would allow the president to impose sanctions on nations that turn a blind eye to labs in their country that produce it. Lottery fever setting in as a pair of huge jackpots continue to roll. The top prize for tonight's Powerball drawing, now an estimated $900 million. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is being honored for his legacy as he's announced he's stepping down as president of the Rainbow Push Coalition. The 81-year-old said he wasn't retiring, just pivoting. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was kind of shocking. We have a baby boy that died in Florida from fentanyl. And he's a nine-month-old. And his teenage mother is accused of putting fentanyl into his baby bottle. The amount of the fentanyl was enough to kill 10 people, according to Sheriff's Office. WINK News said the 17-year-old mother was arrested on charges of aggravated manslaughter and possession of a controlled substance. Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper said she allegedly confessed to investigators that she thought the fentanyl was cocaine. A simple mistake. And put it in her baby's bottle to put him to sleep because she was tired and wanted to take a nap. This is frightening. Unfortunately, some babies, according to Sheriff Leeper, are born to individuals who have no business being parents. On June 26, deputies responded to a residence at Deerfield Country Club Road in Callahan, 20 miles north of Jacksonville. They arrived to find the baby boy unconscious on the living room floor. He was not breathing and did not have a pulse. Deputy performed CPR, but sadly, the child was deceased. Originally, the mother did not know what happened. She put the baby to sleep and just couldn't wake him up. So the amount of fentanyl was enough to kill 10 people. So they found it in the bottle, and now it's being undergoing further testing by Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Now, when they interviewed the mom, she apparently changed her story multiple times and then finally confessed. She said she laid him down in his crib to go to sleep, and he never woke up. And you know, so we sadly have situations, and I've seen parents that have had babies they didn't want, and we really have a problem that's not very easy to talk about. It gets people very riled up, but I think, you know, when you have a parent that at all doesn't want that child has got to go to adoption. We have got to get that child away from a parent who doesn't want that child. And I don't think many of these parents want to hurt the child, but there's a different psychological pathway that I've seen with people who don't want to be around their younglings. And it is a very dangerous situation, because all an infant knows is to hold on to mommy or daddy or the parent, and because they need that. They need the parent to be fed, for shelter, for warmth. And there is a certain percentage of individuals who do not bond with the baby or do not want the baby. Now, I know many people are going back and forth on, should abortion be then easier to access? I would really rather we prevent the unwanted pregnancies. I think that would probably be the safest all the way around, and try to figure out how we are, with all the birth control, with all the free condoms, with the Obamacare coverage, how we are missing and not getting people the birth control they need. But we do have individuals who want the pregnancy, proceed with the pregnancy, have the baby, and then things change. And I have had parents that have told me, I don't want to be around my kids. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, God, I say that every summer, right? Okay. There's a range of it. All right? Does the average parent want their child to go to sleep? Yeah. I would make a song. I made a song up for the kids. Go to sleep, sleep, sleep. Go to sleep, sleep, sleep. Go to sleep, sleep, sleep. Will you go the flip to sleep? And, you know, so I taught them flip. You know, pretty at an early age. And I would expand on that song, and then by the time I finished singing it, the kid fell asleep, but I was wide awake, because I was like all, you know, doing the chords and doing the runs, and, you know, my husband's like, shut up, let's go to bed. But lack of sleep and mental illness is also a bad mix. And I have heard of parents doing ungodly things because they need to sleep. And I don't think she wanted to hurt the baby. I think she might have been going through postpartum psychosis or postpartum depression or sleep deprivation, where she's like, let me just give him a little this, he'll fall asleep, and no one will be the wiser. And they just don't understand. And, you know, how many OBs or family medicine providers ask a mom after she gives birth, or the parents, how's your sleep? Do you need suggestions on what to do? There's really not a lot of that support. There needs to be. And one of the reasons why that question doesn't get asked is it's obvious. The parents aren't sleeping. Baby's keeping them up. They just aren't getting sleep. I was very fortunate because I work and my husband works. The first child I was up with all the time for a good couple years. With the second child, work was so demanding, my husband would help me. So after I finished breastfeeding, he would get up and do the bottles in the middle of the night. But I had kids that didn't want to sleep in the middle of the night, and I don't do well with a lot of sleep. But luckily, I had that support. You know, we talk about how people don't need to be married anymore. They don't need to necessarily have the family unit. They could have babies on their own. People do that. But I think it's a hell of a lot easier when you have that backup. Now, I've had parents tell me that the spouse doesn't do anything. It's all on them. You know, when my parents had my brother when I was 15 and a half, they didn't get up in the middle of the night with them. I did. They were tired. They'd sleep through it. And the baby was right next to my room, so I would just get up in the middle of the night and feed him. And so, you know, I get they were older and they were tired, but it starts to cause resentment among family members, among spouses. And, you know, having a child fall asleep, how to get a child to go to sleep is difficult. Because what is it? Is it that the child is hungry? Is that the child had a nightmare? Is it that the child just wants to be with mommy or daddy or whoever is their parent? Now that we don't use mommy and daddy anymore, which is kind of a whole other controversy in and of itself. Is it that they're in pain? Is it, you know, and a lot of us just don't know what our baby wants. And we're asking, like, what are you crying for? What is it? Then they'll call one of us, physicians, and we're like, did you check to make sure there's not a hair wrapped around his toe? You know, sometimes, you know, it could be that his toe is asphyxiating. You know, did he pass gas? Does he have a fever? It could be an ear pain, an ear infection. And so, you know, taking care of a baby is hard. And every time I had a child who would come in asking for birth control, I would talk to them about, now, what happens if the birth control, being 97 or 98% effective, doesn't work? What's your plan? Oh, well, I guess I'll just get an abortion. Well, you know, you understand that you're about to now enter the world of sex, and there's going to be some responsibility with that. Would you be able to even make that decision? I mean, is that, you know, understand that, you know, with birth control, you still can get pregnant. And have a plan. If you do get pregnant and decide to have the baby, do you have family support? And it's, but it, this is a shame because a child died who didn't have to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So we have been telling you that you need 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. We've been saying naps are bad. We have been saying that if you don't fall asleep for 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, you are going to see an early death and you need to sleep that long. Okay? You're doing something wrong. Those of you only sleeping for 6 hours, for 4 hours, something's wrong. That's what we've been telling you guys for years. I've even said it on my show. But is that wrong? Do we need to maybe just take a look? And I'm not saying we need to change what all the sleep experts say, but we might have to kind of think about what we're doing. Because we have a huge... huge sleep medicine pandemic. People are popping sleeping pills. They can't fall asleep. They can't stay asleep. And they are using medication to fall asleep at 10 at night, at midnight, at 4 p.m., depending on their work shift, just so they can make the recommendations and get their sleep. And when I hear a study says napping is bad, I don't know if I'm 100% convinced. So I always go back to caveman days. And the reason I go back to caveman days, not it's because I have, you know, YouTube videos to go back to that and a lot of evidence, but how we lived during caveman days was how our bodies were designed. We hunted, we gathered, we slept, we had sex, we breastfed. That just, you know, we lived the way our bodies were designed. And so naps, if you were tired, you slept. You took a nap. If you wanted to wake up in the middle of the night and eat or go pee or have sex, you did. There wasn't this self-help magazine or book saying, this is what you need to do. You need to get right back into bed. You need to. And I've noticed throughout my life that sometimes I have very little, I don't want to say motivation, but I don't have a lot of output between 2 and 5 p.m. Between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., my body would love to take a nap, or I just don't, I'm not as efficient with my work. I'm very efficient at 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning. I notice some nights I do really, really well at 10, 11 o'clock. Other nights I want to go to bed at 9. But is it natural for a human to stay up all day long drinking caffeine, taking in caffeinated products, taking in sugar, using videos and bright lights to keep themselves awake, just so they could go to bed and try to get a 7 to 9 hour stretch? You know, we didn't have lights. We didn't have artificial lights in the olden days. So when the sun went down, you didn't really watch TV. You ate dinner. And then after dinner, maybe you read a book, sex, whatever. You went to sleep. Some individuals would not necessarily sleep throughout the whole night. They might, get up, pee, whatever. There was a biphasic sleep pattern that some people had. And so we're using lights to keep us awake. We're shutting off the lights when we are done with whatever work we're doing. And I'm just wondering if maybe some of that pattern is wrong. And what if our bodies, not all bodies, but some bodies, want to take a nap in the middle of the day and want to split the sleep to a few hour stint during the day and maybe a 6 hour stint at night? Now, when I was in training, we did 36 hour shifts. And sometimes just with no sleep, that was ridiculous. And our schedules were all off. I don't even remember my first year of marriage because I would come home and crash. And all you would do is sleep. But napping, we have found, does have some benefits. It helps to preserve memories. It makes you more energetic at night. Now, some people say, but you don't need to be energetic at night. But I'm seeing people drag in the afternoon. They're telling me they are dragging. They get a little bit of that second wind at 5, 6, 7 p.m. because they had dinner. And then they have trouble falling asleep. And I'm wondering if we need to just entertain and study the 9 hours of sleep a day. What if that happens in two shifts? Now, I know that's so, you know, oh, my God, no, that can't be done because the healthiest people have a good night's sleep and they're up all day. That's good, but what if that just doesn't work for everybody? If certain diets don't work for everybody and certain medications don't work for everybody, is there a chance that the reason why we have such an insomnia epidemic or pandemic is because what we're telling them to do does not work? Now, I notice for me that if I do take a nap, it's a little harder to fall asleep at night. That's why we don't recommend naps. We don't recommend naps because we think it's going to interfere with your 9 hours at night. And we don't want you falling asleep at midnight. Now, I get a lot of work done. If I'm ever up between 10 and midnight, I get a lot of work done. If I have energy, I just, because I had a nap, I woke up at maybe 4 or 5. I'm up. I could work straight through, get stuff done, clean, entertain, go out. And, you know, I don't know. It's something to think about because I'm just seeing the caffeinated market, the caffeinated industry of caffeinated drinks and gums. I think there's even toothbrushes with caffeine. It's exploding. Why are people drinking energy drinks? The light should be giving you energy. We're surrounded by LEDs. You're living life. Why do we need to use caffeine? And then on the flip side, why are we needing medicines to fall asleep? The one thing your body knows how to do, as long as it's alive, is wake up and sleep. So why are we medicating ourselves to wake up and sleep? I say at least 50-60% of the patients that call into telemedicine are on some sleep aid. So we need to look at that. And I think we might need to do things a little differently. And I want people to study. If, let's say, you can't do the ideal 7 to 9, what is second best? Because I would venture to say being off the pharmaceuticals is better than being on the pharmaceuticals just to get that 7 to 9. If you have a person that wants to take a 2-3 hour nap during the day, and then wants to, you know, sleep 6 hours at night, is that less safe than them popping pills and caffeine? You need to go through your cycle of sleep. You need your REM. You need to preserve your memories. You need to feel rested. You need to make sure you're breathing. But we got to figure out how to sleep without medication and energy drinks. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.